Right, I'm here with Evil Stew from the Tidal Wave of Indifference, finding out how he got on at Latitude. So, how was it?
Latitude was the best festival I've been to, certainly in a long, long time. I'm a bit of a veteran of Tea in the Park, I've been there for many, many years. Bought tickets for this year, was desperately disappointed by the bill, and sold them and thought I still want to go to a festival. Latitude looked like it had one of the best bills going, reasonably easy to access, and really enjoyed myself. There were lots of good bands, there was different things on, like comedy, there was theatre and poetry, which I didn't really go in for, but just thought the atmosphere was different as well.
I saw your blog post about you've seen, so like Ardal O'Hanlon and
That's been a kind of childhood ambition ever since Father Ted started. I loved the fact that he was still going, still being incredibly funny. So the whole thing was a fantastic experience.
Pale pubescent beasts roam through the streets and coffee shops. Their prey gather in herds, the stiff knee-length skirts and white ankle socks. But while they search for a mate, my type hibernate in bedrooms above, composing their songs of love. Young uniform lines in uniform lines and uniform ties run around with trousers on fire and signs of desire they cannot disguise. While I try to find words as light as the birds in that circle above, songs of love. Fate doesn't hang on a wrong or right choice. Fortune depends on the tone of your voice. So sing while you have time, let the sun shine down from above and fill you with songs of love. Take me.
Did you kind of miss music to go to the comedy? Is that how it works? You have to kind of miss a few bands?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but it kind of worked out quite nicely in that most of the music didn't really start till around 2 o'clock, whereas the comedy stages were going from mid-morning.
Right.
So you got a chance to kind of absorb some laughter and then go and see the bands afterwards.
Yeah, because I think the thing about the festival, any festival really, is the variety, like not having to always be... It's great that there's such a choice, but sometimes you just want to go and do something else.
Well, exactly, and Tea in the Park, it's always been purely music with the kind of little else to entertain, so whenever there was a lull in the bands, there was always the comedy tent or the cabaret tent as well, so it was refreshing.
Although I did go to the Walls Beach tent at Tea in the Park once and danced to really shit music, which was good fun.
I think there's quite a lot of really shit music at Tea in the Park.
Yeah, there is. So, I mean, it's really a bit of a shame because I mean, in Scotland we had Connect that year. We had, before that, we had Indian Summer. Mm-hmm. And Connect kind of came in to almost destroy Indian Summer, and then it fucked up.
Yeah.
Which just is like the worst scenario, because it was actually becoming really good for music. And then Tina Park now is just like unbelievable amount of crap.
Yeah.
Although I know, because your blog, you wrote about Tina Park, and Jeff Ellis commented.
Indeed he did, and I felt a little bit bad whenever he posted a comment on it about slagging the event off so much, but I'm afraid Eminem, Black Eyed Peas, Kasabian, that kind of stuff just does it for me. I mean, you mentioned Connect. I was at the second of the two Connect festivals, and I really enjoyed it. It was much more commercial than the first one, which I thought, when I saw the bill, was amazing, but I just couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But I think Connect wanted to be, I think, everything that Latitude has now become, with a mixture of kind of fairly commercial bands with some stuff that's quite, not necessarily cutting edge, but is a little bit left of field.
Yeah, so what were the highlights? Well, or like, I mean, you can do it by day. I know you've done a blog about it, so you've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but...
Yeah.
Or just...
I mean, I guess kind of in terms of highlights bands-wise, two stick out in particular, one of which was The National, who headlined Friday night in the second stage. They were awe-inspiring. I've loved them for a long time and have seen them live before, but this time they just seem to have really developed some kind of stage persona where they kind of jumped the socks off the entire crowd, and it was an amazing night. And of course, it was getting dark as they were on. It just felt quite appropriate and particularly moody. And,
that's it. I've never seen them live, so I'm quite jealous.
Yeah, they're well worth a look. I think they're playing Glasgow later in the year. I'm not sure if there are any tickets still available.
Probably.
However.
Stand up straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. Stand up straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a glove bus. Yes, I am. I'm on a glove bus. I'm on a glove bus. God, I am. I'm on a glove bus. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The flows are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a love bus. Yes, I am. I'm on a love bus.
buzz. I'm on a buzz. God, yeah, I'm on a buzz.
But Mumford & Sons, I thought, were excellent. I mean, they played in the blazing hot sunshine on a Sunday afternoon. Almost everyone who was at the festival was there watching them, and just they had the crowd eating out of their hands. They're great songwriters. They brought banjos and double bass and instruments back to the charts, and I can't help but love them.
Yeah, I mean, I was very kind of almost, I don't know whether it's just the name, and I kind of wrote about it as well, but I was really put off by them. I thought, oh God, not the bloody Mumford & Sons, but... And to begin with, I thought they sound too much like, you know, someone else. I couldn't quite place it, but it really grew on me, that album. It's really good. So
yeah, I mean, I was dubious too whenever I picked it up, but I thought, I like that one song, I'll investigate, and I was genuinely surprised about how good it actually was.
Yeah, the banjo stuff has been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're good. And Laura Marling, you said, was good as well.
Yeah, I mean, similar story there, I guess. She has become huge all of a sudden as well. And
I think she's gone out with one of the Mumfords.
Correct. And given that Noah and the Wheel were also in the festival, and the singer from Noah and the Wheel is Laura Marling's ex, they just kind of had a sense of awkward.
So she's sleeping her way upwards, up the musical quality.
I think so, yeah. Kind of folk musicians, so who's next? Robert Wyatt? I don't know.
Yeah, Noah and the Wheel, though, are pretty... crap, aren't they?
I quite like them. They were shit the first time I saw them at Connect, but I liked them. I liked the last album they did, and I enjoyed
watching
them.
Swiftly gloss over that. So you have to restore your credibility now. You've chosen a couple of tracks for this podcast. One of them is Antlers.
Yeah. They're not a band that's probably all that well known over here, but their album last year called Hospice got some pretty sensational reviews, and a friend sent me a copy of it, and I was absolutely blown away by it. And I was lucky enough to see them in Glasgow a few months ago, and they were playing Latitude, and was more than happy to go along and see them. They're just hard to describe. It's quite emotional and atmospheric, but not as pretentious as that, because they can wig out with their guitars and the drums as well. Just, yeah, an incredible listen, I thought.
Okay, so what's the track?
The track is called Two. It's off the Hospice album. It's a long one with an extended outro, but yeah, probably the highlight of the set at the weekend.
All I could have sworn it was haunted. It told me something that I didn't know, that I wanted to hear, that there was nothing that I could do to save you. The choir's gonna sing and this thing is gonna kill you. Something in my throat made my next word shake, and something in the wires made the light bulbs break. There was glass inside my feet and raining down from the ceiling. It opened up the scars that had just finished healing. It tore apart the canyon running down your feet. Now I thought that it was beautiful, it made me a believer. And as it opened, I could hear you howling from your room. But I hid out in the hall until the hurricane blew. When I reappeared and tried to give you something for the pink, and you're hating me again, and just saying you're afraid. I had a new dream. just us two. There's two people living in one small room. From the two half families staring at you. Two ways to tell the story. No one worries. Two silver rings on our fingers in a hurry. Two people talking inside your brain. Two people believing that I'm the one to blame. Two different voices coming out of your mouth while I'm too cold to care. Too sick to shout.
After Antlers, which would have, we're in the pub, so it's a bit artificial to say, and that was Antlers, but presumably that was Antlers.
That was Antlers.
Now, you also chose a Scottish band, which I haven't seen the full lineup from this festival. Presumably there wasn't a lot of Scottish acts involved.
Very, very little. The festival is in Suffolk, for those who don't know, so enticing Scottish bands down is not necessarily a priority. But there were a few there, including Frightened Rabbit, who were as great as they are just about every time I see them. I love them. But also Mitchell Museum, who I first heard about playing a couple of small gigs in Glasgow that other folk have blogged about, and thought, that's a name I know, they'll be well worth checking out. I sacrificed Dirty Projectors to go and see them, which I was reluctant about, I went along and joined the kind of 20 or 30 other people that had taken the time. But yeah, I was really pleased with what I heard. I'd only heard the album once, but liked it enough to kind of make the effort to go. And yeah, the Bags of Personality, bouncy psychedelic tunes, and they managed to lure in a few more punters with a bizarre cover of Paper Planes by MIA, which was interesting to say the least.
I want to hear this.
Yeah.
There is a bit of Animal Collective about it, I felt, from when I listened to it.
I've heard that comparison. I don't really get it. I'm not a huge Animal Collective fan. No, I was thinking more kind of...
They're poppier, I would say.
Definitely poppier. I was thinking more Super Furries with maybe a bit of Flaming Lips in there. But yeah, I really enjoyed watching them and want to see a bit more of them.
Style. We get information I don't need to hear. Thank you.
take a step back. What we're building up to here is the album that I've only just heard, which is the Steve Mason, Boys Outside, and now he played as well, yeah?
He was there, and I was a little bit perplexed initially to find that he was playing the film tent. Mm. Just thought, what is going on there? But I love the Beatha Band, I've heard kind of various things he's done under the name King Biscuit Time, and I thought he will certainly be well worth checking out. So I went along, and it instantly made sense after doing a quick sound check. He announced that he'd be playing a few songs, then showing a film about the miners' strike, which evoked some audible groans from people behind me, but it was worth sticking around for, to be honest. He played three songs acoustically, two songs from the new album, which were really good, and then he said a few words about the film and the miners' strike. I'm in the same boat as him. I knew very little about the background to it. It's a little bit before my time in terms of being aware of news and what's going on around you, but quite poignant stuff. Miners were badly treated, and they had a very difficult relationship with the police at the time.
Yeah, so. I mean, why did he have any connection with it? What was his reasoning for putting this on?
He wasn't terribly clear in what I heard of him talking about it. It just seemed to be something that had attracted his interest, and maybe he's just delved a little bit deeper into it and felt the need to put this film on, which had been shot at the time by amateurs on kind of freshly available video cameras, and it was... Yeah, interesting, definitely.
It makes sense because he's quite, well, shy is one way of putting it. I think he's a little bit unsure of putting himself in the spotlight. I mean, I interviewed him for the King Biscuit Time project, which I absolutely loved that album. And then he just, I think, probably after speaking to me, or at least a day or two after me, speaking to me, like, he disappeared and would not be, and cancelled all his
gigs. You clearly have that effect on people.
But I think, yeah, I think he did a round of interviews, and maybe just the round of interviews, not just myself, maybe just a bunch of journalists asking intrusive questions maybe was too much for him.
Yeah.
And he basically buggered off, which was a shame, because it was such a good album, and I hope it does kind of, people refer back to it, because it... But the new album is just as good, if not probably is better, actually.
I would say so, and it's interesting that he is now putting out records under his own name as well, which, from what you're saying, he is a shy person, that's quite a step. But Boys Outside is a great record. I was initially reluctant because kind of the Beatha Band, I thought, lost their way a little bit towards the end, and I've only kind of sporadically taken an interest. But I took the plunge, and I love it to pieces, particularly the title track, which you play, but also the new single, which is just on the airwaves at the minute, Am I Just a Man? Which is another excellent track.
Just
Yeah, I mean, just to talk up the general atmosphere, I mean, God does get called Latitude behind its back because of the middle class audience it does attract, and yes, there are plenty of lattes on sale, but I'd rather be tripping over a buggy as I kind of try and make my way through the festival rather than somebody passed out drunk on the floor. But musically, there was lots going on. I've mentioned quite a lot already, but like, shout out to Yesair, Black Mountain, they were good as well.
Yeah, Yesair are alright. They're another band I was unsure of because they're kind of quite. Almost, my first instinct is to hate them, and then I actually quite like them when I hear it.
They're a good listen, and I was taken aback by a chap called John Grant playing the main stage, who I knew next to nothing about, but he sounded great, a little bit like Rufus Wainwright, kind of maudlin stuff, but quite humorous lyrics, so I'm minded to check out his album.
Not the most memorable name, it has to be said.
No, definitely not. And certainly a little less memorable than Yonsi, the singer from Sigur Rós, who was playing a show as well. Again, went into that because just there was nothing else on. I thought, he'll do.
Yeah.
And again, fantastic. Kind of like Sigur Rós, only on Sunny Delight. Just kind of quite hyperactive.
Yeah, I know, like, Helena from Glasgow Podcast bangs on about because she's a big Sigur Rós fan and Yonsi, but when I heard him, I was like, kind of like, wow, like, only dogs and certain... humans with certain hearing capabilities can hear this stuff.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I'm a huge Sigur Rós fan as well, but I just... I'm always a little bit reluctant to kind of instantly jump on the bandwagon with solo projects, but I think that's another record I'll be looking into in the very near future.
Cool. Very good. So, any plans with the blog? I mean, you've only been blogging quite, you know... Well...
4 or 5 months.
You've totally, like... I mean... I was kind of almost shocked when I met you and then you weren't blogging, so it doesn't really surprise me, but you've really taken to it, you know, like, and you keep it updated a hell of a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
But
some might say I'm overly prolific, perhaps.
Well, it depends what your audience is up for, but so are you just going to keep on keeping on?
I think so. I mean, I guess the blog is a logical conclusion to my banging on about the bands I'm listening to anyone who listened for the last 20 years or thereabouts.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm doing at the minute is almost purely album reviews and kind of reports on whatever gigs I've been to. I mean,
and a bit of World Cup.
A little bit of football, yeah, but kind of a slightly different one. That's only going to crop up once every 4 years.
By the way, did you win that?
The BAMS League? No, I did not. Dear Scotland, pipped me to the post by 3 points.
Really?
Livid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Got it.
So yeah, I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing. I mean, there are a lot of really good blogs out there, all very much rooted within the Scottish music scene, with kind of a lot to talk about, and they know the bands they talk about quite well. I don't quite have that access myself due to kind of various time and money constraints, but I like, my musical roots are pretty much in American alternative rock, and kind of that's the kind of the stuff I look for. But I'll talk about anything good that I hear that I think is worth a bit of a shout out.
Bittersweet strawberry marshmallow butterscotch, polar bear cashew, Dixieland phosphate chocolate, lime tutti frutti special raspberry, leave it to me. Three gray scotch, lassie cherry smash, lemon freeze. I wanna go to Mars, where green rivers flow, and your sweet 16 is waiting for you after the show. I wanna go to Mars, you'll meet the Gold Dust Twins tonight, you'll get your heart's desire, I will meet you under the light. Champagne, juicy grapefruit, lucky Monday. High high school football, hot fudge, buffalo, tulip sundae, almond caramel, frappe, pineapple root beer, black and white, big apple, Henry Ford, sweetheart, maple tea. I wanna go to Mars, where rivers flow, and your sweet 16 is waiting for you after the show. I wanna go to Mars. You'll meet the Goldust twins tonight. You'll get your heart.